Peter Jetic is a best-selling author and historian who's been writing books for several decades now. On a national scale, he has written 4 books and has also written for several magazines, including America in World War II, which, of course, this will be kind of akin to or related to, and Baseball America as well. So he's a guy who is into politics and sports, just like me. Peter Jetic, good to have you back on WHK. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bob. How are we doing? All right.
Good, yeah, very good. Thanks, I appreciate you coming on. So I just kind of did a really, really brief synopsis, finding a way to combine West Tech High School, terrorism, and Nazi Germany under Adolf Hitler. That's the book that you wrote called The West Tech Terrorists. Those are three interesting things to combine. Tell us about it.
Well, real quick, I wanted to write a book about my high school, because the older I got, the more I realized what a great high school. West Tech was a vocational high school. Taught all the trades, and I hear guys on the radio like you and all these radio talk guys talking about how we need vocational high schools. And I want to scream at the radio, hey, what about West Tech, you know? It was this great school, and it was there forever, and it was one of the largest schools in Ohio. But I didn't want to just write a book that said, hey, West Tech is a great high school. So I want to make it entertaining. And at the same time, I was kind of interested in this domestic terrorism, you know, where you have American citizens who are actually, you know, setting off bombs and trying to do damage to our own country. So I thought that would be entertaining. So I tended to make it like a Nancy Drew or a Hardy Boys mystery, which would bring, you know, bring young adults as well as adults into it that would be interested in it. Then I threw a little high school romance in it to make it, you know, a little more interesting. So where these two high school kids, you know, come upon a plot. I don't want to get into too much, and don't worry too much, but, you know, a sinister plot within the high school by Nazis in the early days of World War II. And they kind of discover the plot, and to try and figure out what's going on, they go through all these different parts of West Tech, which was such a great school, like welding and auto shop and stuff like that.
Tell me about this. I understand you started researching and writing this book after September 11th. Why? What did 9/11 do to inspire this?
Well, let me go downstairs here. It might be a little better. But I wanted to do something about, you know, I'm a fireman, and all those firemen got killed, and it really made me angry what was going on, because all these, you know, a lot of these people who hijacked these planes were taking classes in America, and they should have, somebody should have got word, why are they taking a class where they're just learning how to fly a plane but not landing it? Someone should have got hit for that, you know. So I wanted to kind of also show American citizens should be on the ball and should be able to, you know, if you get involved, if you see something that doesn't sound right, you should get involved and let people know about it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I got these kids involved with this, you know, domestic terrorism back in World War II. So
you said you're a fireman in addition to some of the other things that you do, and so that's what kind of struck you with respect to the loss of life that day, not only the loss of the lives of the innocent who were in the buildings and on the planes, but the loss of lives of firefighters who were up there trying to save those, and that's one of the inspirations.
Yeah, that was a big inspiration. At the same time, like I said, I wanted to do both things, the West Tech thing, the vocational education, and the sacrifice of the firemen, you know. And I thought, you know, people got to get more involved. A lot of people maybe could have saved the trade towers if they got more involved earlier. And so I wanted to show, you know, and the thing was, back in World War II, my dad went to West Tech the same time I went to, the same school I went to. It was the beautiful thing about West Tech was the same school in the 40s as it was in the 60s when I went. But back then, there were actually people who thought the Nazis were pretty good at the very beginning of the war. You know, even these, like, Charles Lindbergh and movie stars thought, you know, that Hitler was doing a good thing. He was bringing Germany out of the depression, you know. They didn't realize what was going on over here because he didn't have the media that you have today. So I had this, you know, like this Nazi club within the high school, which was trying to do a little domestic terrorism.
This is prior to us going into the war.
Right, just about the time we were going into the war, right.
Okay,
people didn't
continue.
Realize. And this is based on historical facts. They have these things called Bund clubs. A lot of Germans thought actually that Hitler was a pretty good guy.
Germans, you mean Germans as in Germany, or people of German descent who are here in the United States and,
yeah,
and at West Tech?
German Americans
who thought, okay, he's a pretty good guy over there doing pretty good things, even though we had seen what he had done in, you know, I mean, obviously his invasion of Poland in 39. So we're 2 years into what he was doing over there, and there were still pro-Hitler, pro-Nazi Germany feelings over here historically. This is not a part of the book, not just right. a part of your fictional story here, but you're saying that historically, and that's what you based this on.
Right, that's the fact. Someone just wrote a book about that recently. They're just Hollywood movie stars that thought, you know, this guy, and Charles Lindbergh, who was a great, you know, the great aviator, he thought the Nazis were good guys, you know. Because you didn't have the media coverage that they had back then, you know. So, as we got closer to World War II, you're right, the people were starting to discover it. You know, this guy's out of control, you know.
Okay, so let's go back to the plot here then of this novel. So you've got some pro-Hitler individuals at West Tech High School, who were starting and participating in one of these clubs, and then tell me what it is, where the story goes from there.
Okay, well, this kid is a journalist. He worked for a school newspaper, which I wanted to get a little bit about journalism too, and he stumbles into the plot. He runs into the plot that these guys are actually plotting to blow up a defense plant in Cleveland. And there's a chemistry teacher who's actually kind of an evil chemistry teacher, and he's a Nazi kind of guy. And he wants to do some domestic terrorism. So the kid runs into this, but he gets a little feeling about it, but he doesn't know that much about it, so he has to kind of look for clues. And so he gets his girlfriend to help him. This is where the romance comes in. And him and his girlfriend try to go through these different, have to go through different parts of the high school and find the clues. And this brings up all the cool things about West Tech, that it has an auto shop, it has a welding shop, it has a foundry. There's actually a foundry in the basement of West Tech. You know, like, they used to have a foundry at the Brook Park Ford plant here in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And there was electrical. You could be an electrician. You could be a woodworker. All these different paths. So they have to go kind of through all these different things and look for clues. And that's how they kind of follow and discover what's really going on. At first, they just have a little hint of the plot. So that's how they find what's going on.
Peter Jadek is our guest. He's the author of The West Tech Terrorist. And you can check this book out at the website, which is, as you would imagine, westtechterrorist.com, and probably also at peterjedick.com, J-E-D-I-C-K. He started writing this book, as he said, after September 11th, wanted to do a story about domestic terrorism, and particularly involving his high school, West Tech High School, and weaving in an amazing story of romance and mystery as it pertains to World War II and some pro-Nazi and pro-Nazi Germany elements in the high school and in the country at the time as well. Peter is a best-selling and award-winning author, and we're so glad to have him on. Pete, this is your second novel, right? Your first one was Hippies, and that was about something, another historical event. You were on the Kent State campus on the day of the terrible shootings?
Yeah, the May 4th shooting. Same thing. I'm a bit of a historian, so I always think historians just be entertaining. So same thing. I wrote a novel about what was going on at Kent during the protests, the anti-Vietnam War protests, and how they kind of went out of control. So same thing, it was a romance novel called Hippies, and it's based on the same thing, what led up to the shootings at Kent State. I knew, sadly, a couple of the two girls that got killed at Kent State. It was very sad.
Wow. Yeah, that is very sad, but obviously a tremendous response to that first novel called Hippies. And again, this one is called The West Tech Terrorist. Make sure you check it out at westtechterrorist.com or peterjedick.com. Peter, thanks very much for coming on. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work. You had another one in the pipeline, by the way? Any other future novels coming up? Or?
Yeah, I'm going backwards. I'm going down to grade school. I did high school, and I'm working on something in grade school.
So. All right. Peter, thanks.
History stuff.
Peter, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Best of luck, sir.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.